Yeah, first drive. Very, very nervous to get in there for the first time in a live game setting. It's been a long time since week four of the preseason. So it was, felt very good to get back out there, though. Very thankful for the teammates that I had on offense to really work with me and allow me to overcome a few hurdles in there, getting in there for the first time, calling the play right, getting everything, making sure everybody's lined up. It's a lot different in a game than it is getting a couple snaps here and there in practice. Pat told me, I guess after right before our last offensive drive before I went in, kind of came down after the interception, said get loose, and then I was kind of caught off guard a little bit, and then after I talked to Kyle and talked to Coach Loggins after that, it was pretty apparent that they wanted me to go in. So, I mean, my job all year has been make sure I'm ready when my name's called, and that's what I've been preparing all year for, and tried to go out there today and do that. It wasn't perfect by any means, but, you know, I think that's obviously up to Coach Pettin and up to some higher-up people than me in this organization, but if that is the case and my name is called, then I definitely will be ready. I'm sure it felt great. I mean, anytime you can drive 80 yards on a defense like that with a defensive front like that and make a couple plays, receivers running some great routes, and, I mean, that was a great catch by it was a great catch by Dre over the middle to hold on to that with the guy all over him. So I feel like I got a lot of help. And like I said, from the very beginning, all the way from the running backs to the O-line to every receiver that was out there with me, they helped me tremendously. I'm very thankful for those guys and having veteran guys out there that were able to calm me down and continue to try and keep pushing, making that drive work. Yeah, the touchdown, the first play, they got a good rush up the field. It really left a big hole. And as I was keeping my eyes downfield, it kind of popped open. I saw the backer kind of grab onto somebody. It was just a huge hole, and I felt like I could take it, and luckily got in. On the fumble, it was my fault. It was just a little bit of a miscommunication with the O-line as far as going on what snap count we were going on. So I really wasn't ready for it. And then knowing that we're getting into four down territory right there, being down what we were, figured we needed to try and throw that away to keep us in a fourth and eight, fourth and 10, whatever it was at the time, to try and get that first down in the next play. So I was trying to throw it away, and I think maybe my elbow or somehow it got jarred loose, and as it was going backwards, never thought that it was an incomplete pass. But luckily for us, after the replay, I guess it showed that. I haven't got to see it yet, so I guess we'll see. As the ball goes behind you in the end zone and you're the deepest guy in the field, you know it's all bad from there. So just trying to kind of lay there on my second drive. Nerves are still going, still really amped up. And then for that to happen, I knew it could be nothing good from the ball going back there. So I just kind of laid there for a minute, and knowing that was on me was just a snap count. It was just such a little thing that was a big deal, obviously. You know, like I said, that's obviously Coach Pettin's decision, and one that I think this whole team, I mean, Coach Pettin has done nothing but put us in the right situation throughout the entire year, I feel like. And I don't see that changing any time moving forward. I feel he's going to put this football team and the Cleveland Browns in the best position to win, and whoever does that, obviously that's his choice, and that's who he feels. He's been around this game a lot longer than I have, obviously. I mean, to get a chance to start at home, Cleveland fans are nuts, and it's obviously a game that going down the stretch, every single one of us is important to us, so we need to go out and get a win next week. So I know we have to put the time in, put the work in throughout this week to make sure we're prepared to go out on Sunday. I was probably thinking about calling the play right more than I was than anything else. But as the drive kept going, I didn't really think about much, feel about much. I just went out and played football. And that's what I think helped me deliver the ball to those guys, distribute the ball to those guys, and make that drive work. So once I got out there and the nerves kind of settled down and got into a little bit of a rhythm, seeing the pass completed, that's better than the 0-for-1 that I was sitting on all season before. So it felt good. And after that, it was just block everything else out, listen to Kyle, listen to what he's got to tell me, and go play football. You know, I think the guys, whenever I was told to go in today, I feel like those guys rallied around me for that little bit. I mean, they came up to me. They were making sure I was locked in. They were encouraging me. They rallied around me for that little bit. So if I were to be the guy moving forward, you want to carry that little bit of that wave, even though it's one drive and it's a small part of this whole entire football game. I still feel like I'm very thankful for those guys, and I feel like they did a great job of rallying around me even for that little part. And what I've been telling you guys see me week to week, and we talk every Friday, but what I've continued to say is every week that goes by, every practice that goes by, every game that goes by, getting through another game plan, becoming more and more familiar with the plays that we do that carry over, the more and more that goes on, the more time that passes by, the more comfortable I felt. And I felt where I was is – a long time ago, dating back to my young years in college, as it continued to go on, I continued to learn more and more about the game, learn more about this game that is a lot different than college. So every week that I've had has benefited me greatly. I believe it would be a lot different outcome if this would have been week three in the season rather than today. I think at this point it's by any means necessary, by all costs, go out and win these games to make a push at the end of the season. I mean, all the guys in this locker room are extremely hungry to win. I don't think there's a person in there right now that is happy with the outcome of today. I mean, we really wanted to win this game. I think we really needed to win this game, but I don't think this completely shuts the door on what we want to do as a football team moving forward. And I think everybody is extremely determined and extremely hungry to finish this season the right way, since it has been a better season for us so far than it has been in the past.